Indianapolis realtor Kevin Warren says he never considered himself politically active, but that changed after Governor Mike Pence signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act this spring.
For me, it was a straw that broke the camel's back because they were angry last year over the fact that we beat the ban on gay marriage, or HJR3, so this was vindictive.
RFRA drew harsh criticism, especially from members of the LGBT community who considered it a license to deny services to gays and lesbians. In response, Warren started a political action committee aimed at unseating Pence. He made signs that said Pence must go and expel Pence.
They just dropped the money and put it in the mail slot. I come home to about $100 every few hours.
Anyone can buy them from his front porch for $10 apiece. Warren's PAC has raised $11,000, and there are an additional $25,000 worth of signs on back order. Some of that profit comes from return customers. Warren says he receives 4 to 5 emails a day from customers who have had their signs stolen, shredded, or set on fire.
An acquaintance of ours, her husband nailed them in a tree. You know, he had to get in a 30-foot ladder, nailed them in the tree. And Memorial Weekend, they came and put a ladder up and took them out of their tree.
The animosity over RFRA and the Pence administration's support for the measure has split the state. An April poll from Howie Politics found Pence's approval rating was at 45%, down more than 20 points since a January survey.
4 years ago, he traveled all around the state in 11 and then in 12. He said he was going to put Indiana on the map. Damn it, didn't he?
Former Indiana House Speaker John Gregg is one of 3 Democratic candidates to announce a bid for Pence's seat since RFRA was enacted. Gregg ran against Pence in 2012 and was narrowly defeated in a campaign where he stressed a bipartisan approach and attacked Pence's lack of Indiana leadership. At a recent Marion County Young Democrats meeting, Gregg revived that message.
The last time I was showing that he was totally inexperienced as governor, what these last 3.5 years have shown, that he was totally inexperienced as governor.
Gregg says Pence's time in office has created what he calls a record of shame, creating low-paying jobs, spending too much effort on social issues, and hurting labor unions. Political analyst Ed Feigenbaum says that reworked campaign message is making Gregg the anti-Pence candidate.
It's almost like a vote against Mike Pence. They're just going to look for whoever the Democrat might be and not necessarily look for, you know, somebody who's got, you know, good new creative ideas.
A recent poll found Gregg would narrowly defeat Pence 41-40%, and the Republican governor would tie with another Democratic candidate, State Superintendent of Education Glenda Ritz. Pence campaign spokesman Robert Vane says, all things considered, that isn't good news for the Democrats.
After the worst PR that any governor has ever experienced, and certainly the most hostile media coverage than any governor has ever experienced, and the best that John Gregg could do is a tie.
And while Pence may be virtually tied in polling, he's ahead in fundraising. The governor's campaign announced in January that it had $3.5 million, and it has since received more than $800,000 in large contributions. Meanwhile, Gregg says his campaign has raised $1.7 million. But a Democrat isn't the only potential threat to Pence's reelection. Angie's List CEO Bill Osterly recently announced he was stepping down to rejoin Indiana politics. The last time Osterly was involved in a gubernatorial election, he helped Mitch Daniels make history by defeating a sitting governor. Pence doesn't yet have a challenger in the primary. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Payne Horning in Indianapolis.